sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Brave Healing Podcast on Word of Mom Radio. I am your host, Laura DeFranco, the CEO of Brave Healer Productions. And the mission around here, you guys, is to change the world one brave word at a time. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Here with me to celebrate one of our upcoming amazing books, The Wellness Universe Guide to Complete Self-Care, 25 Tools to Achieve Anything, is the founder of The Wellness Universe, Anna Pereira. Welcome, Anna.
Oh, I always love being here with you, Laura. Thank you so much.
I know I should be saying welcome back because it's been a few times that we've chatted, and I feel so honored and grateful to have you here again. We are three books into this series that we started, and we have tools for stress relief, happiness, and now achieving anything. I think it's pretty amazing. I want to hear more about the vision that you had for the books and really that you've had for the entire company that you're running as a whole.
Thanks, Laura. I love this question because I always love sharing what motivates me and really what lights me up. And, you know, the book series, of course, I'll tell it again and again. When you approached me, there was just a certain stardust that was sprinkled in the air at that moment because, you know, of course, being the Wellness Universe, we get approached and have gotten approached in the past for not only me writing my own book or doing a collaborative project, but, and I always said, no, not the right person, not the right time, not the right project, you know. But when you approached me, I was just like, yes, don't even finish your sentence. Yes, it's a yes. And I think that, you know, these projects have worked so well because we're in such alignment with really wanting to change the world and knowing that it takes the collective in order to do that. And by featuring and highlighting so many other wonderful, amazing folks who are helping to heal the world, transform the world, and lift the world up one person at a time, one problem at a time, you know, one goal at a time, then we know that we make the world a better place. So doing this self-care series really has a different perspective on, because we just mentioned achieve anything. And typically when people hear that, they think like, oh, it's a strategy book, or it's for business, or it's, some sort of specific goal oriented, you know, to achieve. But for me, as with the stress relief book and as with the happiness book, it literally is a foundational guide to help you on your journey to achieve what it is that theme of that book was, but in an unconventional but conventional way, if it makes sense, because stress relief obviously had the tools to relieve stress, but there were also foundational tools to care for yourself, to live a better life. And same thing with happiness and achieve anything is really about, you know, the lifestyle implementations that you need to take, the tools, the mindsets, the actual actionable items that you need to implement that are foundational to be successful in life, not just business, not just personal, but both and all together.
And, you know, one of the missions that I have is about the fact that there are so many people, there's just so many people in the world, and they're all very unique and different, and not one thing fits everybody. So when you come into one of these books, not only are you getting 25 unique voices and authentic stories, you're getting 25 different ways to heal and to take care of yourself. And that's been so awesome because I am in, part of my business is being in the business of giving that hope after somebody feels like they've tried everything. Pretty positive that when you pick up one of these books, there's going to be something that resonates, that lights you up in a different way, gives you a perspective you hadn't heard before, something like that, right? Yeah, it's amazing. There's a lot of different people in the world and we need to offer a lot of different solutions.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love doing these projects because after all of these years of creating and nurturing the Wellness Universe for what it is, the community of providers who are really here to make the world a better place, and their healers, their coaches, their guides, their teachers, you know, and they host workshops on their own, and they have courses on their own, and they do speakings on their own, and they, you know, are professors at colleges, have their own businesses, are doctors, therapists, whatever, and bringing them all together in, you know, this legacy, this series of books that is the legacy of the Wellness Universe, and being able to allow everyday people to connect with an everyday person who really knows their craft and who really, as being a member of the Wellness Universe, is here to serve in a bigger way because they know their contribution to the world really is what helps the world be a better place. And so just in doing this, and working on these books with our members of the Wellness Universe and offering these tools to the world, it just lights me up because this is really an amplified ripple, if you will, because it's not just casting the stone. It's like throwing 25 stones in the water at once, and all of these ripples go out because all of these different chapters contain a different personal story or a teaching of some sort along with a tool. So it's either an awareness created around why this is important for you, along with that author's personal story. And how wonderful is it to really know a coach or a guide or a therapist or a healer for who they are too. And this is what makes these books so special and why I love them. And we've gotten this amazing reception and just so proud of the series so far. And again, we're only on number 3 and we're going to be going further. So, yeah.
And you heard her. She said only on number 3. So you guys know that there are more to come. So we'll tell you more about that at a later date. For right now, I just want to mention that I'm super grateful for your commitment and also your connections. We have someone really special contributing to this newest book. Tell me more about him.
I literally want to cry when I think about this because when I was first introduced to his story as an older teen, I had seen an interview, and I honestly can't remember if it was Oprah or on one of those news magazine shows, but it shared about his him being self-made, him being homeless at a certain point, you know, putting it all in, banking in on his, you know, on his endeavor, along with his founder of Paul Mitchell Products. John Paul DeGioia has written the foreword to our book, and this is the impressive statement when people hear it, that he's a self-made multi-billionaire, which is amazing. And why I approached him is because he really is the quintessential human being to represent how to achieve anything. He literally is self-made. He gives back. He's an activist, he's a humanitarian, he's a philanthropist, he is a global entrepreneur, and he works with so many different organizations to lift people up, especially women. He was one of the first products that didn't test on animals, brought his hair care system into China without testing on animals, and that's a big thing for China. I mean, I have goosebumps. He is just one of my idols. Like, people talk about Oprah, it's so funny because you think, like, who's John Paul DeGioia? I think actually you even asked me that when I first told you, and I was like, oh my God, John Paul DeGioia. And you're like, who's
that? It's hard to admit, I did Google him. I did.
Yes. And then you saw, right? And then you saw he's an incredible, incredible human being, incredible human being. So I am just so overwhelmed with joy to not only work with 25 of the most inspiring coaches in the Wellness Universe to create this collaboration, but then to get this forward from this amazing human being, I'm literally without words. And it seems like I'm being overdramatic about this, but I, honestly, he's one of my idols. As if somebody was to say, oh, Oprah wrote, or Michelle Obama wrote the foreword, or somebody, you know, somebody who's your idol wrote the foreword to your book, right now, John Paul George is literally at the top of my list. And I would love to have Oprah write, especially for the next one. We're not revealing yet what that is. But this was really important to me. Yeah. So thanks for asking and thanks for letting me share about him. So
well,
special.
We have next level support for this book, including the foreword, including some really amazing reviews. You guys will be seeing those on the back of the book from some very well-established in the field people, amazing people. So there's more, you guys. We could be talking about that all day long. You have a brand new sponsor for this particular book. There is a lot of support for this. And I think that when you talk about the topic of achieving anything, there's something about that. There's something about that. And even in all of the author interviews, like I see people light up because they want to share with the rest of the world that that is possible. And it's that kind of energy. And I just keep seeing it thrown at us in all of these very generous ways with this particular book. I'm really excited, as you can tell too. And listen, you know, you've connected with people who are into supporting others. You have devoted your life and business to supporting wellness coaches and practitioners and everybody in that health and wellness field. And you do it in so many different ways, aside from the book opportunity. Tell me a little bit more about what it actually means to be a member at the Wellness Universe and some of those kinds of opportunities. You guys, I could seriously go on and on about all of that. And I have some things I want to tell you guys about that, especially a retreat that's coming up. But I want Anna to talk a little bit about what that really means. So go for it.
Awesome, Laura. Thank you. I actually have finally defined the backstory to what a Wellness Universe world changer is. Because, you know, we've always clarified or defined or put it out there that a Wellness Universe world changer is somebody who's changing the world, somebody who wants to make the world a better place with what they bring to the world. And the whole mission of the Wellness Universe is to essentially create world peace. And that's from helping one person heal one person at a time. But I've gone further to that because in these past years, I've learned that there are plenty of people that are anxious. Like there are certain people that are going to pick this book up for Achieve Anything and just read it and put it back down and not take action. And then there are people that are actually going to use it to motivate themselves to say, this is the way, or this resonates with me, even if it's one tool out of the 25, or maybe it's 25, who knows. I really define now our community are people who are responsible to the service that they bring to the world. That's really what a Wellness Universe world changer is. Because there are plenty of people that can set up shop, hang a shingle, if you will, you know, and say, I'm a coach, but they're not in action with it. They're not responsible to really what they're bringing to the world because they're excited about the potential that they can do, but to do it and take responsibility for it is really what's pivotal and really what's life-changing. And this is who we're surrounded by. And this is why the word achieve resonates with you, Laura, and resonates with me because we are in it. We are on the front lines. We are doing the work. We are working with others. We are open-hearted. And I think also that's another part of what a world changer is or a Wellness Universe world changer member. It's someone who has a collaborative spirit, has an entrepreneurial spirit, understands that it is through a collective that we achieve bigger and better things, that if it is about the I and the me, that it's going to be a long road, a long, tough road for you. But as a collective, we can all come together and really create deep, lasting change in the world.
And I think what you just talked about is also a way to feel into the energy. I know that when things were at peak alignment for me, the overwhelming feeling was that something much bigger than me was running the show. And when I was filled with that kind of divine inspiration, everything fell into place. And if there are so many years prior where it was more about me worrying about how was I going to make a living? How was I going to support, you know, myself and the people around me? There's nothing wrong with that. We need to do that to be able to serve others. But the thing is, when you align with this bigger idea, all of the things that you want and crave and need to do, all the things we're talking about start to happen. It seems like magically, I'll use the M word for a minute, right?
Absolutely. And you know, look, let's the BS off the table. Let's clear it away. It is not easy being a business owner. It is not easy living in a decision. The day is a big decision after decision after decision, taking action or not. And it's really difficult sometimes because not everything is perfect. You know, not everybody's a robot around you. You deal with different personalities, different situations, different, you know, even in the environment, something else outside of you can, you know, affect. So it really does take a certain fortitude, a certain ambition, you know what I mean, to plug ahead and to keep moving forward. So yeah, I mean, to surround myself with these types of people, I just think is really what creates that energy around us. And sometimes, yes, it is about us, but it's about filling our cup up. It's not about filling our cup up so we can walk away with it. It's about filling our cup up so it runs over onto the saucer and we give from the saucer and we stay there with everyone and we have tea together, right? I do believe that energy, it does feel like it flows when you are in alignment and you have to also decipher, like, is it, you know, where are you feeling that? And again, this is probably one of the tools. Do you feel it in your head? Do you feel it in your heart? Do you feel it in your stomach? Where do you feel that energy? So you know. But I definitely feel when you are doing your soul's work, you more likely and more often than not have your bigger vision, statement, mission coming out of your mouth and taking over for you when you are sharing about what you're doing, rather than your frustrations, rather than your, you know, shortcomings. I know sometimes it's been a week or two that I'm just like down, and I got this from Kim Bain, the Molly Grubbs, you know, down in the Molly Grubbs, because it happens. But as soon as somebody really asks me, what is your purpose, or what really drives you, or why do you do what you do? What are you here for? And it's automatic. It literally is like me saying, I love my husband, not like I love some other man. I love Hugo. It's automatic. It's automatic. It comes out of my mouth automatically what I'm here to do. And that's to serve and be that conduit for the world to experience all of these different holistic and natural modalities to healing.
Well, so speaking of surrounding yourself with these amazing, awesome people, we are going to get to give some in-person hugs this fall. Tell me more about Soul Treat. So you guys, I'll just say quickly that I was at the one in Sedona, which was actually a couple years ago, right? Yeah, who knows what day or time or year it is right now. But the experience was amazing, and I am so excited about getting together with this group of people again. And like the first time, there will be so many people at Soul Treat that I've only been, you know, introduced to online, built friendships online so far. So being in person with people is going to be spectacular. Tell us more about Soul Treat.
I love it. Yes, that was 2019, Laura. You were at the first Soul Treat with us.
What year was that?
Yeah, because last year was just like fast forward over last year, and now we're here again. Because this was supposed to be last year, right? And we had to reschedule. But yeah, Soul Treat is just a couple of days of releasing what no longer serves you and resetting. So it's a bunch of workshops and experiences that are on three different tracks. So it caters to a very spiritual person, a more practical person, and kind of a wellnesspreneur person. So we have a track for a little bit more of the business-minded people, because we have a lot of those at the event. So it's going to be at the Art of Living Retreat Center in Boone, North Carolina, which overlooks the Blue Ridge Mountains. The word prestigious and spiritual don't really go together, but I have to use them together. It's a spiritually prestigious place, and it has all of the hotel rooms and retreat rooms on site, around 200 of them. There's a spa on site. There's all different types of classes and sessions they offer. But for Soul Treat, we're bringing our event to them, and we're going to have the speakers and the workshops, nightly events. We're going to have a fair, which all of the vendors are actually providing some sort of experience, so whether it's a coaching or a reading or a massage or a session of some sort, in addition to vending, whatever they vend. We're also having the most epic, I've never heard of like 50 authors being at a book signing before. So we're going to have this tremendous book signing with all of our authors who are attending Soul Treat, who can come, because obviously sometimes we're going to have a couple people that can't make it because of the global travel situation. We're going to wait to see what happens in October. Fingers crossed that everybody makes it. But It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's life-changing. Literally, we have repeat people coming. It's intimate, but still a really great crowd. We're capping it at 150 people, and we're holding it between three halls. So even if people are a little bit nervous that they don't want to be too close to people, the maximum capacity for two of the halls are 150, and the big hall is 2,500. So even if we split the crowd between those three, it's still going to be more than enough room for everybody to be properly distanced. Although in October, I'm praying that we don't have the issues that we have right now, and I don't think that we will, but everything is going to be done very safely. It's transformational. It is transformational. And the site to check out who's going to be there is wusoultreat.com. So if you go to that site, you'll see who's going to be there, the workshops and everything else. And you're going to be doing one of the workshops, and I can't wait. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so exciting.
Yes, honored to be speaking on the business track for people who are ready to use their brave words to help their business grow. And SoulTreat is, and I'll have you guys all linked up with the websites down below. Okay, so no worries. You can slide down there and find the link to SoulTreat and the Wellness Universe, where you're going to find out about more about Anna and the whole Wellness Universe organization and all of the opportunities. And SoulTreat, this is a big endeavor, and you continue to strive to provide us opportunities that I feel are next level, that force me to up-level my presence and everything about my business, to arrive at SoulTreat and be one of the speakers. There's something about that is, I call it that purpose-driven kind of fear, where I'm like, ooh, okay, I'm going to be stepping on a stage again and being in front of people. And I love the feeling of what you're doing in all of those kinds of opportunities. We haven't mentioned the opportunity as a member to blog for the Wellness Universe, another incredible opportunity to teach through your platform. What else am I missing?
Oh my gosh. So yeah, you can host classes and courses and blog. Oh my gosh. You know what's so funny? I just have to share this with you. So we've been doing a lot on Clubhouse and sharing the messages of the members through a lot of the Clubhouse talks that we've been doing. I was actually doing a little promo on Instagram for Clubhouse. So I was looking for an image online. So I put something in collective consciousness, because that's the name of the room. I put collective consciousness in. And I was like, oh, that image looks good. It was our blog that came up on Google, and the image was from our blog. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So yeah, it's really, our site is, I want to say it's a behemoth for wellness, and it's over 30,000 pages of content without all the blingy ads and stuff. So if somebody wants to really be part of a community, get the support of their peers, get introduced to a lot of support for their business to be successful, along with being in that space with those who are like-minded that they can work with and collaborate with, along with being found by people who seek their support from the outside, that's the Wellness Universe.
So this is actually what I wanted to wrap up the show today with. Talk to me more. What's that thing that you want to add about the collaboration and the energy of collaboration that we do our book projects with, and that you move into your own community with? This, what I want to say is it's powerful. And I learned, because I had an old belief that to be successful, I really should be doing everything by myself, because successful people are able to do that, right? And right. And so I did the 180, and when that happened, it felt like the world opened up to me. So close us out with a little bit more on collaboration.
You can't exist without it. I mean, I remember going to San Tome, which is this small island off of the west coast of Africa. And literally in this day and age, the primitive lifestyle that they have, everyone is in front of their shack-like home, and with some offering, and they trade. They trade breadfruit, they trade fish, they trade different types of fruits and vegetables, whatever it is. And then there's one TV down at the end of the street that everybody gathers at to watch TV. But do you know what? These people are so happy. Like, they're so happy. It's about collaboration. Every stone soup, again, old story, right? Everybody has to bring an ingredient to make the soup. the world does not rotate because of one person. It takes all of us to make, you know, the world spin. It takes all of us together. And when we can each come together at different levels for different purposes, for different causes, for different impacts, it really is a beautiful thing. And it's so wonderful when you can come together with a vetted community that you already know is willing to make that next step instead of like going out and trying to find your tribe. Like, here's a tribe, and now it's just pulling out who's resonating with your specific symposium that you want to put together, or a panel you want to put together, or a book you want to put together, or a workshop that you want to put together. So that's the great thing. And we impact so many more lives when we do that than when we stand alone. And I will tell you, that is the one biggest roadblock that any entrepreneur, wellnesspreneur can have on themselves, is to say, everybody else's competition, I have to do this alone, or I can only do this alone because of the fear behind it. No, squash it. Say, I want to invite so many people into my life that I can only make bigger and better things happen because we'll all come together and make the most amazing, amazing projects together.
Yes, with an exclamation point. Oh my goodness. Anna, thank you so much for what you do in the world and for being here today to share it with us.
And I say the same about you, Laura. I love you. I adore you. You are just top shelf. I am so proud of all that you've managed to accomplish in this short period of time. And I am so blessed to be able to run. Okay, I'm two steps behind you. I was going to say alongside you, but I'm running a little bit behind you and on this journey with you for our books, for the Wellness Universe, for how we're impacting lives and all the collaborative projects that you and I do and the way that we support each other and, you know, how we've received the support from the blessed people that surround us and how we're able to support them. It's a dream come true. It really is. Thank you.
Yes. Oh my goodness. My total honor and pleasure. So listeners, thewellnessuniverse.com, first of all, I've got you linked up down below. You can learn more about the organization, more about Anna, more about everything we've talked about today. But I want you to calendar June 22nd at 10 a.m. Eastern for the Circles of Inspiration page on Facebook, which is Anna's Facebook page, for the live stream book launch party for 25 Tools to Achieve Anything. We're going to have all of our authors there joining to share their wisdom. We're going to have some pretty awesome giveaways for our book purchasers that day, as usual. Don't miss out on that. If you need information about all of the collaborative book projects, business support, book support for healers, bravehealer.com is the place to go for that. On behalf of everyone at Word of Mom Radio and the Word of Mom Media Network, thank you guys for joining me today. Remember, you were born, so you are worthy. Your message matters. What if the thing you're still a little afraid to share is exactly what someone needs to hear to change or even save their life? It is time to be brave. Catch you next time, everyone. We're going to close with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. Enjoy, and remember to hop over to bravehealer.com, where we'll help you share your brave words with the world.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true,
she is brave.
She is sure.